وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
Translation: And when they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with their shaitan, that is devils, they say, "Truly we are with you, verily we were but mocking." Allah mocks at them and leaves them increasing in their deviation to wander blindly. The next topic is the hypocrites' cunning and deceit. Allah said that when the hypocrites meet the believers, they proclaim their faith and pretend to be believers, loyalists, and friends. They do this to misdirect, mislead, and deceive the believers. The hypocrites also want to have a share of the benefits and gains that the believers might possibly acquire. But when they are alone with their shayateen, meaning if they are alone with their devils, such as their leaders and masters among the rabbis of the Jews, hypocrites, and idolaters. The next topic is human and jinn devils. Ibn Jarir said, "The devils of every creation are the mischievous among them. There are both human devils and jinn devils." Allah said, "And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen, devils among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion or by way of deception." Chapter 6, verse 112, Al-Quran. The next topic is the meaning of mocking. Allah said, "They say, truly we are with you." Muhammad bin Ishaq reported that Ibn Abbas said that the ayah means, "We are with you." "Verily, we were but mocking," meaning, we only mock people, that is the believers, and deceive them. Ad-Dahaq said that Ibn Abbas said that the ayah, "Verily, we were but mocking," means, we, meaning the hypocrites, were mocking the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, Rabi' bin Anas and Qatada said similarly. Allah's statement, Allah mocks at them and leaves them increasing in their deviation to wander blindly, answers the hypocrites and punishes them for their behavior. Ibn Jarir commented, Allah mentioned what He will do to them on the day of resurrection when He said, "On the day when the hypocrites, men and women, will say to the believers, 'Wait for us, let us get something from your light,' it will be said, 'Go back to your rear, then seek a light.' So a wall will be put between them with a gate therein. Inside it will be mercy, and outside it will be torment." Chapter 57, verse 13, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "And let not the disbelievers think that our postponing of their punishment is good for them. We postpone the punishment only so that they may increase in sinfulness." Chapter 3, verse 178, Al-Quran. He then said, "This and its like is Allah's mockery of the hypocrites and the people of shirk." The next topic is the hypocrites suffering for their plots. Allah said that He will punish the hypocrites for their mockery, using the same terms to describe both the deed and its punishment, although the meaning is different. Similarly, Allah said, translation, "The recompense for an offense is an offense equal to it. But whoever forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is with Allah." Chapter 42, verse 40, Al-Quran. And He also said, "Then whoever transgresses the prohibition against you, transgress likewise against him." Chapter 2, verse 194, Al-Quran. The first act is an act of injustice, while the second act is an act of justice. So both actions carry the same name, while being different in reality. This is how the scholars explain deceit, cunning, and mocking when attributed to Allah in the Quran. Surely, Allah exacts revenge for certain evil acts with a punishment that is similar in nature to the act itself. We should affirm here that Allah does not do these things out of joyful play, according to the consensus of the scholars, but as a just form of punishment for certain evil acts. The next topic is meaning of leaves them increasing in their deviation to wander blindly. Allah said, Allah mocks at them and leaves them increasing in their deviation to wander blindly. As-Suddi reported that Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud and several other companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that and leaves them increasing, meanings he gives them respite. Also Mujahid said, he causes their deviation to increase. Allah said, do they think that by the wealth and the children with which we augment them, that we hasten to give them with good things? Nay, but they perceive not. Chapter 23, verses 55-56, Al-Quran. Ibn Jarir commented, the correct meaning of this ayah is, we give them increase from the view of giving them respite and leaving them in their deviation and rebellion. Similarly, Allah said, and we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance, as they refuse to believe in it the first time, and we shall leave them in their trespass to wander blindly. Chapter 6, verse 110, Al-Quran. Tughyan, used in his ayah, means to transgress the limits, just as Allah said in another ayah, verily, when the water, Tagha, rose beyond its limits, we carried you in the ship. Chapter 69, verse 11, Al-Quran. Also, Ibn Jarir said that the term Ama in the ayah means deviation. He also said about Allah's statement, in their deviation to wander. In the misguidance and disbelief that has encompassed them, causing them to be confused and unable to find a way out of it. This is because Allah has tamped their hearts, sealed them, and blinded their vision. Therefore, they do not recognize guidance or find the way out of their deviation.